Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel.
That now more than ever has to be questioned.
Oh,
good day, Rich.
Good day to you too, Christopher, and welcome to everybody joining us for this moratorium, a moratorium of the kayak hack, and really a moratorium on this most recent season as this season finale.
We didn't put a show out last week, Rich, did we? But we did spend enough time in each other's company to release a 75-second show to this date, the shortest show we've done so far.
We didn't put a show out last week. We'd gone to a mediation session with a mutual friend of ours to try and get ourselves in the position to sit down in front of each other this evening. And that, the very fact we are here, that's an achievement.
It is. Are you dry now?
I am. I'll tell you what isn't dry. My 2021 work journal. All my comedy observations and writings of 2021 were in that journal. They are all, I mean, you can read them all, but all the pages look like some kind of parched document that's been rescued from the Mary Rose. The ink has run, and it will always be testament to you.
It's my pleasure, and I think I've probably done a large audience a great service there.
By ruining it. Okay. All right, that's how we're playing. That's how we're playing. All right.
Should we get on with this?
Let's get on with it. A moratorium on the hack with the kayak.
I haven't chosen the order of these. They just happen to have appeared in front of me in this order.
Bullshit. You never do anything by accident.
Maria has been in touch. How is it that Richie is constantly wrong, but Chris insists that you're the problem? I have to know.
How is it that Richie is constantly wrong?
Yep.
But Chris insists.
No,
but that then, you're the problem. That's what you've just said.
No, no, no. They're saying that they're addressing me. You see.
Okay, read it again. Because what
is
you
it
just said
that
didn't
Richie,
make sense.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. Chris, how is it that Richie is constantly wrong, but insists that you're the problem? I have to know.
Do you know Maria?
No.
Okay. All right.
Somebody tweeted us.
I don't think, I'm obviously going to say this, I don't think I am constantly wrong. But I think there have been absolutely reasonable circumstances in this most recent season where you have kiboshed a hack, kiboshed an episode that we're in the midst of, and me, the titular host of this podcast, I get frustrated with you. And that's why I see you as the problem.
Right. I don't understand how you can see me as the problem when you're the one who, as a grown man in his 40s, has made the conscious decision to join me throughout this.
Do you know what? The way I look back at this, yes, I've made the conscious decision to join you, but I made the conscious decision to join you after you invited me to join you.
All right, Richie, do you want to come and join me? There's the famous train tracks right by my house. Should we go and stand on them?
No, because that wouldn't be wise.
Oh. Like, so you do have some kind of gauge of whether it's a good or a bad idea.
Let's drive around the M25 in under 2 hours. Oh, no, let's not bring batteries with me. Let's go and buy some batteries from a Romanian vape man. Oh, shit, they don't work. Oh, let's keep the clock running. Oh, we fucked the hack. All right, that's one. Oh, let's go and get in a kayak from my house to your house. Yeah, all right, great. Let's not put the plug in. Let's sink. Oh, where is the plug? It's up my butt. Oh, we fucked the hack again. Both you.
Yeah, we really did. Sorry, is that not the response you wanted?
No, it's not. But I'm addressing Maria still. That's why. That's why.
Dave in Los Angeles writes, "Hi. As a member of Team Chris,
right?
It pains me to say this, but I'm just asking questions. Chris is an editor, right? He needs conflict to tell a good story. So, Richie, have you ever considered that you are being deliberately sabotaged in the name of a good story? The forgotten batteries. The missing plug in the boat. The evidence is piling up. Congratulations on not killing yourselves or each other on that canal."
Have you read the Bible?
Yeah, actually.
Me too. Are you familiar with The Road to Damascus?
Enlighten me.
Well, I can't remember who was on it, but one of them has like a...
What? What?
He's on the road to Damascus.
Who's he?
And he has the fella that's in it.
Jesus?
I can't remember which... No, it's not Jesus. I think... I want to say it's a bloke called Paul. I want to say he's on the road to Damascus.
It's Tyrion,
this will have to wait till the next season. Eh?
Tyrion?
No, that's Game of Thrones. He has this moment where he suddenly sees everything. And that is what has just happened with that email from David. David has absolutely nailed it. And what has been going on here, I have been in some three-year-long charade.
I would like to offer a counterpoint here. Dave, I'm flattered. I mean, Dave is implying that I have got some kind of plan that anyone who knows me of any depth will know I've not planned this. And every time you call me out for setting things up, fixing things, and making you look a fool, I smile and nod along and I chuckle and go, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. What?
We need to change the subject of this. I'm Richie Firth and welcome to the Stockholm Syndrome podcast. That's what's going on here. I've been trapped on my own podcast.
Rob writes, "Dear Chris and Richie, I loved this hack so much. It genuinely brought tears of joy to my eyes. I had envisaged two well-built canoeists powering away up the river like we saw in the Olympics. But no, we had two slightly over-the-hill dads mucking about in a leaky canoe." First major question is to me, Chris, the bung. Surely you must have suspected right away that the bung wasn't fitted correctly. No, because I'd never not fitted the bung before, so I didn't know that would be a... It was just a complete, genuine blank on my part. And for the record, like, as much as Richie likes to paint him and his notebook as the victims of this, my nice new black shoes got ruined on that trip. Second question is to you, Richie.
As a quick point, and I can't believe I'm even going to back you up here, right at the beginning of that kayak journey, when we were taking on water, I'd never kayaked before. So I can remember saying to you that I was worried about my technique and I felt that I was scooping a lot of water in. Mm. So I thought that the water that was swilling around was actually from my spatula, like going up into your, you know, the back of the canoe. So it wasn't immediately evident that we were bungless.
No, genuinely, I had no idea. And I'm going to put my hands up. I should have known sooner. And as the one who sat at the back, I was the one who lost out here.
Although, physics should suggest that surely the heavier part of the boat is what's going to go down first.
I just think they naturally tilt backwards. If you think about it...
Oh, is that where the bung was, though? I guess so.
The bung's at the back. And even... we're not sat facing each other, so your waist is in the middle and then I'm further back. So you're always...
Good job, too. Imagine facing you in some pulley. Kind of rhythmical action. It would be awful.
Why?
I think I've been needing counselling for decades.
Do you want me to demonstrate some rhythmical action in front of you now?
No. Leslie Grantham, no thanks.
Second major question. Richie, did you actually trust, and quotes, Mad Chris and his banana? And it does, like, I mean, this goes back to what I said at the start. Why the fuck did you trust me?
Naivety.
Four seasons in.
I never learn. I am the kind of person who always makes the same mistake. Never again. Not getting in a boat with you again.
Right, okay. We both know that's not true.
But only if someone else is in charge. Okay. Not just the two of us. Okay. I'd get on a Thames Clipper again, right, just to drink that ale.
Mate, we are ferrying across from Dublin.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, man. Rhythmical action in the bunks.
Mate, I'm totally up for that. Sort of. On paper, this hack is a no-brainer, continues Rob. Nice paddle up the river. In reality, it couldn't have ended any worse if it had been Deliverance. which is my go-to when I don't canoe excuse. Maybe there's a joke there, I don't get it. Glad you both survived. Just one suggestion for next time. Borrow a paddle boat, a pedalo, and try that instead.
Good idea.
Interesting, pedalos. Hired a pedalo recently.
Have you? No. Not for a good while, probably about 5 years.
Oh, God, I was expecting you to say like 30.
No, about 5 years ago, hired one with the kids on Pool Park Boating Lake in Dorset.
How was that?
Hard work, because they didn't pedal.
No. I can imagine. Ian writes, from one of your Australian listeners. Sorry, I'll rephrase this. Hang on. Ian from Australia writes, checking Google Maps shows the canal distance. Oh, shit. Ian's done his homework.
Someone from the other side of the world.
From Hackney to Ware would be approximately 20 miles or 32 kilometres.
Okay.
The world record for the coxless pairs.
Oh no.
For 2 kilometres. It's just over 6 minutes. In addition, I counted 15 locks between Hackney and Ware. And according to the internet, it takes 15 to 20 minutes to pass through a lock. Although we were going to bypass the lock. We were going to get out, run round and jump back on the other side. Therefore, even keeping up world record speed would take... open brackets 32 divided by 2, close brackets, times 6, plus 15 times 15, which gives a total time of 320 minutes or 5 hours and 21 minutes at world record pace.
Even on a bad day, Great Anglia are not doing that.
Therefore, to answer Richie's question of whether a canoe can beat the 35-minute time by train between Hackney and Ware... The answer is unlikely, even for a world record holder such as Richie.
I know that these days we have data protection issues, but does Ian leave his details? Because that kind of thorough producing is what we lack from you. And we should run all the hacks through Ian first to see if they're possible. And then if they're possible in theory, then we'll actually try and do them in practice.
Well, Ian has left his details, and if you want to ditch me for Ian, fuck yeah, go do it. See if I care. It won't be as much fun.
No. And I don't know whether the Patreon's up to a level where we can get Ian over from Australia just yet.
2 weeks in a quarantine hotel.
Speaking of Patreon, do become one of our patriots. Patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where you need to go, because we're soon to take a little pause over Christmas and all that. But we'll be back in 2022, back with new hacks. And we've got some big ones planned that need funding.
Please help us.
Microphones.
Jared writes, really short, this is six words that sums up what the fuck I had to deal with and why I was maybe distracted and not looking out for bungs.
Go on.
Why was Richie wearing a helmet? So for those who haven't seen the video, which is on our social feed somewhere, we'll have to repost it. There's a video of us in the canoe whilst it's taking on water. I'd completely forgotten this. And then as I pan up and look at you, you're wearing a bicycle helmet on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand by that. And I know it's a very easy go-to comment to make, but certainly the way this hack panned out, I think it was probably quite prudent that I was wearing a helmet. The River Lee, certainly through your neck of the woods, Hackney End,
right.
My end, probably not so much. There's going to be all sorts of submerged items
like
down
what?
There. Shopping trolleys.
Shopping trolleys. What do you think? What do you think Hackney
Drug
is?
Dealers' cars
Drug
and stuff.
Dealers
I don't
cars.
Know. Yes, some beat up Vauxhall Viva, been torched and chucked in the river or whatever.
Right.
If we had truly sunk and I'd hit my head on one of those, I'd have died.
On a shopping trolley.
Well, I don't know. You can't be too cautious.
Yeah, fair point.
You could have had a rage. You could have hit me around the head with an oar.
Well, you deserved it, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, Rich.
And a nod to our only successful hack of this season, which was involving bikes. So I was using a lucky helmet.
Oh, so you're admitting that the M25 one the other way wasn't successful then?
No, it wasn't unsuccessful at all. The M25 the other way round, we drew. It's like a score draw because we pulled in exactly at 2 hours, as you can remember.
I mean...
And we got a little bit stymied by the Romanian vape man.
Look, he's... A counter-argument is that that guy saved us.
In what way?
Well, no batteries would have been worse.
It's kind of like... If a bear shits in the woods, does anyone hear it? Isn't it really? You know, if we'd got all the way round and done that other way round in 1 hour 48, but there was no batteries to record it, then did it happen?
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So am I agreeing with you?
Yeah. Zach sent us a tweet just before the show. The last show was ridiculous. You're never gonna get anywhere quicker in a blow-up dinghy. Excuse me. Excuse me, banana is a proper fucking kayak, so fuck you. Really no idea what got into your minds for that one. Ah, but Zach has been in touch in the past. I'm still waiting for you to do my Milton Keynes roundabout challenge by Redways, by the way. Cycle lanes, not roads, from season 2.
Right, okay, so this is like a lover scorned that's just got back in touch, isn't it? Just because one of his lockdown COVID hacks... didn't get answered in a fantasy hack way that he deems agreeable. Now he's shitting on our parade.
Oh.
We see you, Zach.
Zach, I'm up for it.
Yeah, because it's bikes.
Yeah. And bikes is about the only thing we can do.
That's true.
Genuine question on our production technique from Megan. Part 2 made me so sad. But glad you quit before you both drowned. I mean, we didn't even make it anywhere near that lock.
No, we didn't.
The first lock.
Let's hold our hands up. That final hack was an unmitigated disaster.
Did you do... Okay. Talk me through your planning as Richie Firth Travel Hacker for that hack.
None. I just turned up. I turned up at the time and the place that you told me to turn up, which was your house. It could have gone even worse. I don't know what you were luring me there for. But I just followed you. I just followed you. I did do some planning because I did know how long it took on the train from Hackney to Ware. And that was the goal, to beat that.
What's the fucking point of this show?
What do you mean?
What's the point of this show?
I'm Richie Firth, I hack travel.
Yeah?
Yep. That's the point.
That just involves you just like some kind of like magic travel wonk, just walk into a room and fix things without planning them.
You said to me,
how much prep?
You said to me,
go on.
You said to me, I've got a banana. Do you want to come ride it with me? I reckon we can get to your house.
Yeah, but so that was a completely unrelated message.
There's got to be an element of trust. You can't hang this all on me. You are like a politician wanting to wipe his hands of everything. You, sir, have got blood on your hands.
Genuine question.
Far away.
How many seconds combined did you put into planning this entire season worth of hacks?
Remind me which ones we've done.
We did the M25 again. We did we did the bicycle. We did the boat, and we did another one which has escaped me because it must have been really stressful and I can't think about it. Or did we only do three?
No, I think we did do the three. We did the M25 the other way around. So you're asking in minutes how many how many minutes I prepped?
Seconds.
Okay. Prep for the M25, 60 seconds, probably, because I would have calculated how much fuel I'd needed in the car.
You're enormously inflating that, because I think you admitted in the car that you'd done none.
Okay. Next hack was the bike one.
The successful one that I led us on.
The successful one, yeah, that you led us on. How much prep did I do for that? Zero. No, that's not fair. 15 seconds. I downloaded the app for the Santander bikes.
Okay. And in seconds, the boat.
Zero.
So let's give you the 60 seconds for the first one. You're saying that Richie Firth Travel Hacker spent 75 seconds planning this season. Do you know how many hours it took me to edit just the cycling hack alone?
No.
About 2 days. And no. I'm the bad guy. I'm
just
the bad guy.
Headphones out. Hold on. Hold on, mother.
Wanker,
are you still there?
Wanker. 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 Hi, Rich. You all right?
Yes. Look, at the beginning of this season, we met in a pub near Liverpool Street Station, and we spent about 2 hours planning this season, saying that's a possible hack, that's a possible hack, that's a possible hack, and that was prep from me. And then, you know, we set the dogs out of the traps, and we turn up for the hack.
So we spent 2 hours in a pub. 3 months before the first hack.
2 hours in a pub is a lot of seconds. So you can add that onto that tally from earlier.
And it adds on to the 75 seconds of prep for this season. Sorry, Megan, we've only done part of your message. Part two made me so sad. But glad you quit before you both drowned. Chris, you're a saint. Is there any risk assessment done of your hacks after?
What's the point in assessing the risk after them?
Even the bike hack that was a win had more risk than sitting on your butt as a passive passenger. The truth of the matter on risk assessments is that professionally, in our day jobs, Richie and I have been involved in a fair few risk assessments. I remember carrying out a risk assessment for Richie to go to Buckingham Palace once.
Yeah, and that ended up in me being stopped and searched by six armed police and having a caution that I still have to this day.
It doesn't get any less funny.
And that was something that we were being paid for.
No, we don't do any risk assessments, Megan.
No. And I don't think you did that day either.
What, the Buckingham Palace one?
The Buckingham Palace day. There was no risk assessment that had gone on that day.
No, I think that's fair enough.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you ever talk about that in interviews?
Yes. I just want to, like, I just feel it's important to bring up, it's an earlier hack. We didn't do this first time round because the message got sent to us after. Rob wrote to us about the cycling hack.
Mm-hmm.
And the first line is my favourite feedback I think I've ever had with a hack. Well, fuck me. Where to start with this dog's bollock of a hack?
That was a successful one.
Hello, Steve. That kind of set the tone for a descent into madness of two grown men. And then to start a bicycle hack without a bicycle is quite a feat. Yep.
Oh, dear. What have we achieved this this season, Chris? From your professional opinion.
From a programming perspective, no one is doing what we're doing.
That's good.
I've got to believe that's good.
I guess we just don't question why.
No. I don't know what we've achieved. I'm genuinely like, what have we achieved?
The reason I asked the question is because there would be a certain group of people that would argue that we've achieved nothing.
No, I don't agree with that. We have definitely hack one, loads of sweets and some mini parcels. Yep. Hack two, we had some nice pastries at Canary Wharf, if you remember.
Yep, I do, yep.
And after hack three, you and I had a pint and then went for a pizza. Now, yep. What we didn't make it into the episode was that so Rich and I went... we ordered a pizza and a pint. We drank a whole pint and then they'd forgotten our pizza order, which just summed up that hack altogether.
It really did.
And Richie and
it really did.
We walked home with the canoe dragging behind us and got a takeaway and sat in my garden and ate pizza and just sort of stared into the abyss.
Yep. I remember. Wow. I remember that. It was a good pizza in the end.
It was. Funky olive.
That was it. That's probably why we're still talking.
What do you think we've achieved, Rich?
Not a great deal, but we've had fun.
We have had fun.
But I think the pressure's on for the next season.
I want to go big.
I want to go big because I feel that by going big and actually achieving something, it's the only way that we will shut the doubters up.
I want to do a hack so big it is significant enough that one hack is multi episode. Like I want us to do the complete narrative arc hack.
Are you saying that you are looking at
an odyssey,
the next season of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, the whole season being one hack?
If like we don't know what the world is going to be like, you know, early in the new year, there could be some restrictions upon us, but assuming an open world where we can go out there, Rich, I want me and you to bring our passports.
Wow. International. Let's do it. Season 5, Richie Firth Travel Hacker. We go international. The only way that's going to happen is by you going to patreon.com/travelhacker. You don't go, we don't go. That's the motto for Season 5. You don't go, we don't go. Patreon.com/travelhacker.
So you prepped that line, did you?
No. I tell you what I did prep. The ABC hack game.
Oh, for Christ's sake. That was an even lower low light than when I realised I was under 3 inches of water.
Oh, dear. Funny. I think that's it, innit?
I've got nothing to say.
You can email us travellikeapodcast@gmail.com. I mean, we'll be checking, but probably most of the stuff will be in there is spam because we'll be mid-seasons. But you can do that. You can tweet us at Richie Firth or at Producer Chris and patreon.com/travelhacker. That's where to go to fund it. You don't go, we don't go. Happy Christmas.
Was that me or the audience?
Whoever.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.